Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed. He's the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Yeah, this is a story you don't want to see, and I know our eyebrows were raised when we saw it in our newsroom here at WAMC. The Beechnut factory in Montgomery County has been sued in the wake of a report of baby foods with toxic metals in them, and this isn't just Beechnut.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, this U.S. House of Reps subcommittee came out with this pretty damning report about a number of these makers with these allegedly potentially dangerous heavy metals in some of their baby foods. So what followed is this lawsuit, and in the suit that Beechnut, which is a big manufacturer in Montgomery County and a longtime maker of baby food, it's been going on for upwards of 100 years. So they're named along with six other baby food manufacturers for allowing these heavy metals to be in their baby foods that are being marketed as healthy options for food. These are two lawsuits already, and we're expecting quite a flood of them at this point. These are class action lawsuits, and one was filed like the day after the federal investigation report came out, and then one was filed just a few days ago. So we'll be watching these going forward. Beechnut yesterday, its response was they don't comment on pending litigation, but they did go on to say that they want to assure or reassure parents that the Beechnut products are safe and nutritious. And they said they're reviewing this subcommittee report, of course, but they say that their products are safe.
Now we're going to take a look at Schenectady and former CEO and board chair of Golub Corporation. That is Neil Golub, most notably Market 32, Price Chopper supermarkets.
Mr. Golub was speaking last night to the city council, and this was all on Zoom. It's remote, like all these meetings these days. And so he unveiled this idea that he wants to change this longstanding nickname of the Electric City, which still lingers, 100 years after it was started. And this, of course, was the motto back in the day in Schenectady with General Electric, was the city that lights and holds the world. But Mr. Golub says that that name is dated and it doesn't really reflect the true nature of the city right now. And he wants to try to boost the city in terms of its national reputation. So last night, in about an hour-long presentation, he went through a number of the things that he says Schenectady should be better known for now, with Ellis Medicine and Union College and the My Sci Museum and a number of other things. And he reminded people about his involvement with the Metroplex 30 years ago. He and a handful of other people were really instrumental with getting the Schenectady Metroplex Development Corp in place. He wants to call it Schenectady Metro. He said more information will be coming out and there'll be more public discussion with it, but this was his first salvo to say this is what he thinks we should do. And the city council members said they're receptive. They want to hear more about it.
Schenectady Metro. We'll see if it catches. He's Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.